Now, whether you are the one who does grocery shopping for an elderly parent or whether you're raising your grandchildren because of an absentee parent, you're not just doing the right thing. Whichever scenario you find yourself in, you've now become part of the caregiver population. And that means that you're responsible for a lot of things that you may never have imagined you'd be responsible for. And there are things like Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans that you may not know about. I'm Marsha Lee, and this is the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving, where we hope to help answer questions you have, help you find solutions, and offer assistance on resources that are available to help you as we discuss topics with the Upper Cumberland Development District. Now, whether you're already enrolled in Medicare, you have a loved one who is, or you see Medicare on the horizon, you need to know what the best options for care are. Original Medicare, traditional, Medicare Advantage plans. The options can be endless. The details can be confusing. What do you pick? What's the best option? Well, that's what we uncover in the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving.
This is the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving on the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry Podcast Center. Whether you're caring for your elderly parents or raising your grandchildren, life can seem overwhelming at times. Join Marsha Lee and the Upper Cumberland Development District as they help you make sense of it all as a caregiver. Resources, advice, and more starts now.
Today, we welcome Claire Farless, Connie Vassala, and Nestor Chavez of the Upper Cumberland Development District as we delve into details of Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, and more. Claire, thanks so much for joining me today. So I got to ask this. What's the difference? Let's say that I qualify for traditional Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan. Tell me what makes those two things different.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you qualify for Medicare, you obviously can qualify for Medicare Advantage. And basically, it's just a different option in how you want to receive your Medicare. Medicare, it's called Medicare Advantage, and it's called Part C. So basically, the easiest way for me to describe to people, it's like private insurance. You wrap everything up into one bundle. You have your Part A, your Part B, your drug plan. And then sometimes Medicare Advantage plans offer other incentives, like they offer extra benefits. They can offer silver sneakers.
What is Silver Sneakers?
Silver Sneakers is a health program for seniors. So they can go to the Y and it'd be...
To keep them active.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, you also have a lower out-of-pocket cost is with that. So they have a cap. So if you just have original Medicare and you do not have a supplement plan that picks up the 20%, then you have an unlimited cap. If you, say, unfortunately have a heart attack, that can be $100,000 that you're looking at. Well, with an Advantage plan, if you can't afford the Medicare supplement, then with it, you actually have a limit. And so depending on the plan.
So basically with a Medicare Advantage plan, the advantage of that is there's a ceiling.
Yes.
So if I have a catastrophic life event and I go for treatment to the hospital and I'm hospitalized for, 30 days, and then I end up having to go to a rehab center for another 2 months, which could be an astronomical number. Basically, within a Medicare Advantage plan, there comes a point where I'm no longer going to pay out of pocket. Is that what that means?
Right. There's an out of pocket limit, a spending limit. So it can be anywhere from $5,500 to $7,500, just depending on which plan you pick. But the thing about picking the plan is you really have to sit down and look at your health. You know, someone who's healthy and they don't use a lot of benefits, it could be a great alternative. But if you are going to the doctor a lot, you know, you're going to have co-pays and co-insurance with Medicare Advantage, which you don't have that with traditional Medicare. If you have traditional Medicare with a supplement and a drug plan, you've got basically have 100% coverage. So if you were to have a heart attack, go to the doctor, go to the hospital, you know, it's basically all covered as long as you pay your Medicare supplement premium each month.
Which if you receive Social Security benefits, that comes out before you ever get them.
That is actually your Part B premium.
Oh, Part B. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The supplement is different and that's something you got to have to pick up separately.
Sure, sure, sure. The supplement. I misunderstood. But so the supplements you pay your as long as you keep a current with your monthly premiums. Uh-huh. For your drug plan and your supplemental coverage, as long as you have those and your Medicare, the other portion mm-hmm. comes automatically out of your Social Security, let's right. say. As long as those are covered, then you're pretty much looking at a zero out of pocket.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, and also depending on what kind of, there's so many different variables, but just for the main gist of it, yes, zero. It depends also on what kind of Medicare supplement plan you get. But just for this sake, let's say yes. And if anyone had questions about their Medicare supplement and what it covered, they can do one or two things. They can contact the place where they actually receive the Medicare supplement, or they can contact our Medicare SHIP program at the area agency.
Okay, what is SHIP?
Yeah, a SHIP stands for State Health and Insurance Program. So they are they offer unbiased Medicare information. So I like to give the analogy, they don't have their hand in the cookie jar. So we don't sell the plans. We're doing it for it to benefit the person. We actually have a number where people can get information, and that is 1-877-801-0044. And that's a statewide hotline, and it will automatically route you to the nearest Tennessee SHIP program. And they will help you answer some of those questions.
Sure. I know that just from my own experience, there is some confusion, especially when it comes to elderly people. Mm-hmm. Before my dad, before he got to the point where he was not making all of the decisions on his own, not that he was cognitively impaired, but he just wasn't comprehending completely. Mm-hmm. He was under the illusion that if you chose a Medicare Advantage plan, as opposed to traditional Medicare, that you weren't paying. And even though he had, you know, he had traumatic health issues, which means that in no way should he have picked an Advantage plan over the traditional Medicare. He was under the illusion that there was a difference in the pay, that out of his Social Security income, he would not pay. And that's not really the case, is it?
No, you are still going to be charged that Part B premium unless you have extra help. And we'll go over that a little bit here in just a little bit. So yeah, you're going to be paying that out of pocket. Sometimes people get disillusioned because of the Medicare Advantage plans they will cost you zero a month. And they take that zero monthly amount for the Advantage plan as being what they actually pay.
And confuse it with it, but they're mm-hmm. still paying the exact same mm-hmm. monthly, the exact same per month is coming out of your, if you're drawing a Social Security check, mm-hmm. the exact same a month is coming out of your check, whether you have traditional Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe it's roughly $142, somewhere around there.
I know it increases. I think mm-hmm. last year it was maybe $136, and now yes. it's just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. It goes
so
up yearly.
Gradually increases. And then most of the time also with Social Security benefits, there's a few dollar increase there, mm-hmm. which is consumed in the
yes.
in the few dollar increase in the Medicare.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and the bad thing too about that, if you're not prepared, if you're going to the doctor a lot, you've got those copays. So granted, a $15 copay for your primary care physician may not be too bad, but if you're going to specialist, mm-hmm. you're looking at anywhere from $35 to $45 per visit. And that adds up. And you know, if you go to 4 specialists a month, you could have actually taken that money and used it toward a Medicare supplement plan.
Absolutely. It's the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. I'm Marsha Lee, discussing Medicare options with Claire Farless of the Upper Cumberland Development District. Claire, tell me about providers in the area. Is there a difference between those who provide or provide services for people who have either traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans? Is there a difference?
There is a slight difference. Usually with Medicare, most everywhere takes Medicare. I've only found one or two doctors in my whole time with the development district that doesn't. And that was surprised me. The bad thing about Medicare Advantage is sometimes in our area, they may not actually take that Medicare Advantage plan. There are several different kinds, and depending on your needs and what you need from your provider depends on where you can go for your insurance. So you might even run into an instance where you may need to go see a specialist, but they don't take that
particular kind.
Yeah. And so then it's either, there's two things that can happen. Either they will completely not see you, or they'll bill you out of network. Out of network costs are a lot greater than in network costs.
Sure. And that's something you probably won't know at the visit.
No.
And as a matter of fact, you may have gone to two or three visits if it's a specialist. For instance, say it's a wound care, and you've gone to 3 months, and then all of a sudden you get a statement saying that it's not covered. And then it's an avalanche of bills at that point, because you've already you've already received the services, not realizing that the benefits weren't going to be there.
Absolutely. And so what I make sure that a lot of my clients know when they're asking, don't say, do you take it? Because yeah, we take it as out of network.
Sure.
You need to make sure that they're an in-network provider. And that's the terminology you have to use.
In-network provider. That's the way to go, to make sure that that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed when it comes to your coverage. So what if you are someone who has, you know, they've gotten themselves enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan because maybe they didn't have any catastrophic medical things going on, and it seemed like the smart choice for them as opposed to the traditional Medicare. And you've gotten yourself enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. Then you discover that it's not meeting your needs. You've got to go to these specialists now, and they're not in-network providers. And now you've gotten yourself into a situation where you're not being provided the services that you really need, and they're not being covered by the insurance that you now have. Is there an out? I mean, is there a way to undo this? Do you have to wait for open enrollment, or is there something that you can do once you make that realization?
You actually do have two enrollment periods that you can make this change. The first is during open enrollment, or I believe it's called open annual enrollment, and that is October the 15th through December the 7th. That's also when you pick a new drug plan. So you can do it during that time. So if you come to the SHIP, people at SHIP, they'll help you compare those plans and see which one's best for you. Another time, and actually we're in that time right now, January 1st through March 31st is another open enrollment to switch only from a Medicare Advantage plan to Original Medicare. So if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan only, then you can either switch to Original Medicare, or you can switch to another Medicare Advantage plan. But so those are the only two times of year that you can do that. If you happen to fall outside of March 31st, then you have to
wait till October.
Yeah, October. But then the other thing is that doesn't start until January 1st. So, you know, you can have almost a whole year cycle before you can get out of that
event. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball here.
Okay.
So if I'm in a Medicare Advantage plan, I decide before March the 31st, I should switch back to traditional Medicare. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right.
But even though I can switch back at that point to traditional Medicare, can I still add the supplements?
That gets a little tricky, actually. And it depends on your health. It depends on your health conditions. So what you have to do is you have to reach out to people that we call them brokers that sell Medicare Advantage plans. And then they have to look at your health conditions, because at that time you're subject to underwriting. So you may still get stuck in that Medicare Advantage plan because you don't have what we call a special enrollment period for that. So during a special enrollment period, there's two occasions when that happens. One is when you first come on to Medicare, and they cannot ask you any health questions that keeps the underwriting take place. So that's 3 months before you turn 65, the month of, and then 3 months after. So you technically have 7 months to get that. So that's the first period. Now, it's almost like if you get lucky enough that maybe the Medicare Advantage plan that you have goes away, or you lose a credible coverage through maybe an employer, then you have 63 days from the end of coverage to pick up that. And then you have another, a special kind of enrollment for it. So it's kind of unfortunate, but it's a kind of sometimes a gamble. If you miss those windows, it's a gamble.
It really is. Once you say I do, you did. Yes. Whether you meant to or not.
Exactly.
So you're kind of stuck for a year.
Yeah.
Is what it basically seems like. And so the best thing to do then is to look at your health, mm-hmm. look at your health history, decide the plan that's best for you. And if it's confusing to you, or if you are trying to help a loved one pick, contact you guys, and you guys can help answer those questions.
Absolutely.
and help navigate that. Something else that I think that it would serve the purpose to mention at this point is that if my open enrollment period comes around, mm-hmm. I'm 75 years old, I'm in traditional Medicare, I have supplement, I have a prescription drug supplement, and I'm happy with all of my benefits. Do I have to do anything?
No, absolutely not. You just take the new cards that when they come in and you just carry on about your way. But we recommend, though, every year you compare your drug plan, because those drug plans, they change their formularies. So what's on the formulary for this year may not be on the formulary for next year. And we can see a huge price increase by the tier. So if you have a tier one or tier two, and let's say next year on the formulary, it goes up to a tier three, you can see a high increase in your cost with your drug plans.
Well, and not just that, but you can see a change in your covered prescriptions.
Yes.
So I have SilverScript, mm-hmm. and I have insulin, mm-hmm. and I have Lantus. That's what my doctor has prescribed. And then when the new year starts, I go to have my Lantus my insulin filled. Mm-hmm. And that's when I determine that they're going to fill it for this month, but they no longer cover that.
Yes.
And so then I'm stuck with, can I get a letter from my doctor? Can I get it approved? Can I get them to add it to the list? And so it really behooves you to look over mm-hmm. those prescription plans. And especially, I think if you are a caregiver, as we started this discussion today, that if you are taking care of an elderly loved one, or you're taking care of a child who has an absentee parent, you've really got to be on your toes. You've really got to pay attention to those things, because they can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's not like paying a bill late. You know, you can't just have a late enrollment. You mean there's a deadline and that's it. And it's a federal deadline and we can't do anything to help you outside of that. But there are a few things that can give you a different enrollment. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes when we talk about extra help.
Great. It's the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving. I'm Marsha Lee, discussing Medicare and options with Claire Farless of the Upper Cumberland Development District. Now, Claire, you were talking about extra help, and I think that's where we're headed. So there is some help. People can receive help paying for Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans. Is that where we were headed?
Yes, absolutely. That is definitely the path that we were going. There are several different Medicare savings programs that you can apply for. And the best thing to do is to contact your SHIP program to see which ones you're eligible for, because each one means something different. We have what we call QMB, SLMB.
So what is QMB?
Sure. QMB is Qualified Medicare Beneficiary.
Okay. So what are some of the others?
So SLNB, and that stands for Specified Low Income Medicare Beneficiary. And then a QI1, which is a Qualifying Individual Program. And between those depends on your income level. And that's why SHIP is so crucial here, to check with them, because they'll check what your income is and see which one you qualify for.
And let me ask this. I'm assuming this is a stupid question, but
there's
no
stupid question.
These are all age-based. Is that accurate?
No, these are income-based.
Okay.
The only thing, in order to be eligible age-wise, you just have to have Medicare, be receiving Medicare benefits to apply for these.
And it's not only senior citizens who receive Medicare benefits.
Right. People who are disabled. Once you get qualified by Social Security and start getting Social Security disability, you have a 24-month waiting period, and then you go on to Medicare. Now, we know we were talking about Medicare Advantage. Sometimes for people that have Social Security disability, if they do not have Medicaid or one of these special plans that helps pay for that, mm-hmm. then sometimes a Medicare Advantage plan is a better route for them to go.
All right. That's That's a lot of information, but but it's also a lot of information that a lot of people need. Claire Farless with the Upper Cumberland Development District, thanks for discussing the details with us today of Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. Now, if someone needs assistance, who do they turn to? How do they get assistance?
So what they need to do is call our local SHIP hotline, and that's the best way. And if they don't have that local 1-800 number, they can also call the development district directly, and we can forward them over. The development district's local number is 931-432-4111, and we can get them to the right person.
So 432-4111, a lot of questions that a lot of people need answers to and don't know where to go. That's a great place to start, is the Upper Cumberland Development District, 432-4111. I'm Marsha Lee, and this is the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving, helping you know what resources are there and connecting you with the people who you can use to utilize them.
Thank you for listening to the Best Kept Secrets of Caregiving with Marsha Lee and the Upper Cumberland Development District. Check for new episodes or listen to past episodes on demand in the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry Podcast Center at newstalk941.com.